That's right, bitches.
It is a Wacky Wednesday! It is a Wacky Wednesday!
On the winks! I didn't make you wait too long. I not make you wait too long in between your winks and sisters. You had your fucking Friday, you had your Manic Monday last week, okay? You're lucky. I'm treating you good this week. What about you, Wednesday? So, you know, put your safety helmet on and buckle in. Cocky. For the winks. There's fighting and violence and hopelessness in the world, and you don't know where you can go. But I'm here to tell you that that isn't so. Here is a brand new show. When there is something inside makes you afraid, then there is something to do. Just challenge some guy to a game, Tiddlywinks, and you find that courage in you. Because there is nothing that's greater than Tiddlywinks with strangers. Ain't we lucky we got 'em? The Winks. And how? Tiddlywinks with Strangers is filmed before a live studio audience. Welcome to Tiddlywinks with Strangers. As it is all the fucking time, no matter what day of the week it is. I'm your host, Jason Herb. And it's a Wacky Wednesday. It's gibberish at this point. Dear God. So, you know, I haven't done a Wacky Wednesday in a while. It's been a lot of Manic Mondays going on, so. You know, you're due for a Wacky Wednesday. Plus, you know, due to life circumstances that may or may not arise, it's a preliminary winks because I'm not sure about the Friday show. The Friday show might be in limbo. So I wanted to at least get one winks out this week. But I'm not writing off the Friday. You might get your Friday. Your Friday-ish. Friday-day. Fry. Whatever. So make yourself a sandwich. Settle in for the winks, you know. It's the hottest show this side of Hollywood. We're gonna have our special guest tonight. You guys know who he is. You should. We have our various segments with some fun in store. Okay? We're gonna have our challenges. We're gonna have our stories. Oh, we're gonna have our stories. We're going to have the epic sagas of all your favorite Winks characters, all your favorite mainstays. You wondering what they're up to since the harrowing events of last Wednesday or last Friday? Well, you'll find out this Wednesday. You understand? Eagles play tomorrow. So hyped about that, man. First Birds game since the Super Bowl. Big Penis Nicholas is playing. It's going to be good shit, man. It's gonna be good shit. And you know what Big Dick Nick said right before he threw and caught the Philly special. He was in the huddle. And he said, "Listen up, boys. It's gonna be a good winks." Wake up!
Let me tell you something, sucker. I pity the flick.
Oh, have the pastrami? Lindbergh leaning, you know I keep it tight though. Look how I do it with Colgan's Alaska.
What have I done? Newsy! Oh, Bob has killed him, sir! What have I done? 1 minute I was eating the crust, and the next minute I had that noose around my neck. Now I'm a specter! Now I'm a spook! Oh, Bob's doomed to walk the earth forever, haunting the spirit lands. People don't like old Bob. What am I gonna do? I can walk through walls. Look at this. When you're dead, your mustache never needs to be combed. It's always straight. That's a nice perk. I wonder why I'm not in heaven. Who should I haunt? I guess I'll wander over to my old buddy Steve from fishing. I'm gonna haunt old Steve from fishing. Ooh, ooh, Steve, he's Gopher Bob.
Bob, Gopher! Flick!
Well, like I said, it's the wackiest of Wednesdays. You know, sit back, enjoy. I don't know when the next time you'll get a wacky Wednesday is. I'm hoping at the Friday yet, but you don't know. You just don't know. But Tiddlywinks with Strangers is the fastest up-and-coming podcast on the charts right now. So I need to keep up with the public's demand. I had a little bit of backlash last week from some controversial in-between segments there. Some transitional segments. But, you know, you have to see your artistic visions through. And I'm blacked out anyway, so fuck it. But you know who's not blacked out? Everybody's favorite connoisseur of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Everybody's favorite guy who likes to wash said sandwiches down with a glass of cold milk. It's Kevy the Condor. Welcome back to the Wings, Kev.
Hey, it's a Wacky Wednesday. A good old weekday Winks.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Your midweek Wacky Wednesday Winks.
That's what we'll call it.
We've been doing it since this time last year. Well, not quite.
It's been almost a full year of Tiddlywinks with Strangers.
What day is it today, Kevin? Is it Christmas morn?
It's not Christmas morn.
It's August what? 9th?
8th. 8th. August 8th, 2018. All right, so the year of our Lord.
We are quickly approaching the 1 year anniversary of TWS.
Oh, I like how we're going with like the TRL SNL.
Twiz. Tiddlywinks with Strangers was supposed to launch August 25th of 2017. Launched him a day early. Got him! Launched him on August 24th, 2017!
Yep.
And I think August 24th this year is a Friday.
It is, judging by the look on that calendar, yeah.
So that's destiny right there.
Yeah.
That's going to be the biggest step we've ever done.
Yeah.
That's a year of Winks. Yeah, that's a year of my life and potential wasted.
We got anything planned for that?
Well, the Mitt's coming on.
The Mitt? All right. Evigan doing a call-in?
No, I can't get a hold of his people.
Fuck you, Greg Evigan.
Can't get a hold of his people. But, yeah, the Mitt's coming on. We're going to have a Winks spooktacular retrospective.
Nobody's going to want to hear it.
Yeah. It's a retrospective. It's all the funniest moments from the Winks compiled by McGonagall.
Oh.
That we're going to listen to and comment on.
Some real production.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
We're going to be taking you behind the scenes of how some of your favorite characters may have developed or are underdeveloped, if you will.
Devolved.
I'm talking Weekosh. I'm talking Conky Salwesco.
Ben Wagner.
I'm talking the Jew Canoe, Ben Wagner, Eric Frost, calling these fuckers out. Etc.
Go for it.
It's a year-long celebration, and it's also the last Winks ever.
Oh,
I'm retiring after
that. That was kind of a shot out of a cannon.
No, I'm not. But I do have to wrap it up soon and take a break so I can start season 3.
So we're going on hiatus.
I have to
sabbatical?
Keep it fresh.
Taking a holiday?
I don't know. Probably not. Who knows?
All right.
Whatever. It's the Winx, baby.
It works for me.
It's the Winx, baby. But, yeah, it's been a whole year of asking myself in the mirror, what am I doing with my life? And the answer is insane things that I should probably be locked away for.
Yeah. Like sodomy.
Well, no. None of that's happening on the Winx, dude.
No, that's all off air. That's off air.
For fuck's sakes.
I apologize.
Get your life together. So I figure tonight, since it's a wacky Wednesday, and everything's upside down, I'm going to let Condor tell first story.
You going to let me tell first story?
Come on, gather around. It's first story.
First story's on.
All right. I can handle
it. I don't know why I didn't have the guitar for that.
You're going to let me start off the show. It's like a lot of faith.
If you can handle the pressure.
Yeah. I'm going to try.
All right.
All right.
What's first story about?
First story is the story of the blue pill and the peanut butter ball.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right.
Did you drug a person?
I did not personally.
This title I was has an accessory. So many things.
All right. So I'm going to start. We're going to start with the players.
Yeah.
Now, this was in eighth grade.
Okay.
Eighth or seventh? No, this is eighth grade.
So when you were a younger man.
I was a younger man. I was a 13, 14-year-old man.
Yeah.
Doing my thing. It's playing baseball with a young guy named Tim.
Another baseball team character.
Tim was also a second baseman, okay, like myself.
Yeah.
Chicks dig power-hitting second baseman.
That's kind of true.
But I had the glory because I was better.
Okay.
But Tim's dad was a coach, and we called him Harvey Wallbanger.
Okay.
We called it because one day he just wore a shirt that said, "Who is Harvey Wallbanger?" So he became Harvey Wallbanger.
It's kind of a cool shirt.
And he was like this chain smoking heavy set guy, like, "Hey guys, what's going on? I'm going to throw some BP.
Yeah.
He just didn't care. Then one day somebody lined a line drive back and broke his collarbone.
Jesus.
But he was an okay guy. And so Tim was like, he wasn't in our group. He wasn't in any particular group.
Gotcha.
Tim was one of those social chameleons.
A drifter.
He'd go with, like, different groups. He like, just kind of went where the wind blew.
Mm-hmm.
And so one day, he was hanging out at the jock table at lunch.
Okay.
And there was a dude there named Ian.
Ian.
Ian, if you will. And allow me to say this. I fucking hated this guy.
Okay.
This guy was a cunt.
A lot of Ians are cunts.
Oh, he was a fucking dick. Mm-hmm. I hated this guy's gut.
Yeah.
I hated him.
I don't blame you.
So him and Tim, apparently, like, he just, because he was just a dick, he would start insulting people.
Okay.
So, like, one day Tim
was... So he just thought it was funny and...
Yeah, he's just, ha, 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 I've got a rubber face, I'm fucking hilarious. It's like, no, you're a fucking asshole. Like, you deserve to be fucking branded, slapped upside the head, upside down and kicked in the nuts repeatedly. You're a fucking asshole.
Oh, my.
Nobody liked him, but, like, the jocks put up with him because he was, like, their douche.
Okay.
You know? So Tim was, like, sitting at their table for lunch one day and, like, Ian just went off, like, just went on him. Like, he was one of those guys who gets a bite and he doesn't let go. He,
gotcha,
like, he finds something that gets under your skin and he'll beat it to fucking death.
Right.
Like, that's how awful he is.
Not even funny anymore.
Yeah.
And Tim never was.
Like, he was doing something like that with Tim. Tim was just like, "Will you fuck off?" He's like, "Wah, wah, wah, I'm Tim, I'm a baby, wah, wah."
Oh,
like,
man, that's super annoying, man.
Yeah, and he had like that, you know.
It's
like,
not even funny.
In the midst of puberty kind of face, like, he was just a
pube stash.
Fucking hate it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I fucking hate it.
He talks a big game for a fucker with a pube stash.
Oh, dude, like, you remember that movie about the Eagles with Tony Danza, the garbage picking, field goal kicking Philadelphia phenomenon?
Of course I do. It's one of the greatest movies of all
time. I wanted
time.
To do one of those Danza kicks right to this guy's face.
Yeah.
I hated him. I'm spending a lot of the story talking about how much I hate this guy.
Angela,
hey. But so like that day, I had like a study hall with Tim 2 periods later.
Okay.
And we're sitting there, and I'm just like, "Oh man, you look kind of angry at lunch today." Like, we saw there was a little brouhaha in the middle there, and he's like,
ridiculous.
"Fucking in, guy's a cunt."
In.
He's like, "I just want to fucking punch his face. You know, fuck it, I'm gonna get him tomorrow." And I'm like, "What, Tim? Like, mellow out, dude. Like,
yeah,
it's all right. Just, like, everybody hates him." Just like, oh, he's like, "No, tomorrow's the day."
He had enough.
He was like that. He
you
was
gonna
coming.
Cry, Tim. That's what pushed him over the edge.
Yeah, he's just like, "I'm a fucking man. I'm getting back."
Oh, man. All right.
So I'm just like, ah, whatever. And, like, I forgot about it.
Well, yeah. You think he's going to, too. But, yeah. You know.
So the next day, we get to school, and it's one of those things where it's, like, before homeroom rings, everybody's in the hallways, you know, canoodling.
Rabble,
yeah. There's a lot of rabble. And, like, I'm down at my locker with some boys, and Tim comes up, and he's like, I'm doing it.
I'm
like, dude, you're not fighting him. Like, don't, like, put your fist down. You're not fighting him. He's got his jock crew, and I'm not backing you up. Nobody here is backing you up. Like, he's like, no, I will not raise my fists.
He's a pacifist.
Yeah, all of a sudden, he's, like, acting like a monk, but yeah. He's going to get even.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, so what are you doing? And he goes, look at this. And he puts his hands up.
No.
And there's two blue pills.
Oh, dear God, no.
I'm like, what are those? Like, I think I know what they are. He's like... I was rooting around in my dad's medicine cabinet.
His dad?
He went into Harvey Wallbanger's medicine cabinet, fished out his dad's Viagra and took two pills.
Oh God.
I'm like, dude, what, like I'm not putting it together.
He got his hands on some Viagra.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what you're doing. He's just like, I know what I'm doing.
You do.
Yeah.
You know that this man is ingesting these pills. This young boy.
He's
going to
be smacking, swinging his dick around.
What else would he bring him in for?
I wasn't thinking that way. Because, like, first of all, this is the first time I'd ever seen Viagra. This is, like, 2000.
I don't know if I've ever seen.
This is, like, 2001.
Yeah.
So, like, it's still pretty new to the market, you know? So I'm like, oh, those are boner pills. That's weird. Yeah. Then lunch comes.
This is so dangerous.
Lunch comes and Timmy's sitting over at the jocks again. I'm like, oh, he's back for more.
Yep.
He's got a fucking death wish. And like halfway through lunch, he gets up and he comes and sits at our table. He's like, the eagle has landed.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like, what does that mean? Whoa. I don't know. What does that mean?
Oh, God.
And he's just like,
the crow calls at midnight.
And he's just like, yeah, I'm going to go talk to Ed. I'll see you guys later. I'm like, that's so fucking cryptic. What happened?
Oh, man.
So, like, nobody's saying anything or whatever. Lunch is over. I'm like, he must have just, like, spit in his milk or something.
Right.
So we get to the next
class. Still not putting it together.
I'm still not putting it together.
He stole these pills for a reason, Kev.
I know. But so we get to after lunch, our first class is science.
Okay.
So six period science or whatever. We're in the one room. And we're sitting there. And I had my buddy Tim behind me. He's like, right before class starts, he leans up. He's like, you hear what Tim did? You hear what Tim did? Oh, yeah, the other Tim.
Yeah, and two,
like,
Tims.
There's two Tims, and they're both fucking psychos.
Okay.
But I'm like, well, he said the eagle landed. I don't know what that refers to. He's like, dude, he put the Viagra in the peanut butter ball.
What peanut butter ball?
So at lunch, at my school, when we would get lunch, we'd get, like, the protein, the vegetable.
Oh, you get the blob of peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there would be it would be a big fucking ball about the size of a silver dollar.
I'm familiar, man.
A ball of peanut butter with like a little chocolate.
It's the state issue glob.
Yeah, with a little bit of chocolate on it. Like, that's the dessert. The
peanut butter ball.
Well, apparently Tim had like used some kind of diversion on N.
No.
Took his peanut butter ball and jammed two Viagra into it.
Yeah, but...
Well, Ian eats like a T-Rex, so he
say,
grabs it and he goes,
something hard?
He just fucking... No, he didn't even bite it. He just sucked it and... Swallowed it like fucking whole.
What are the odds?
Well, apparently...
It could have ended there.
Tim knew, did his homework, and knew that Inn ate like a fucking horse.
Oh, this is amazing.
So...
He pre-planned the peanut butter ball. He's like, tomorrow.
He did. He looked, because we had like the lunch, the 5 days, you know?
I'm taking them from my father.
We had the fucking menu, and Tim just saw a peanut butter ball. I'm hitting.
Yo, this is... I kind of like this. This is evil as shit.
So,
and it's not going to end well, but I like it.
So... I just look at Tim. I'm like, what's that mean? I'm like, his dick's gonna get hard. Like,
right.
that's all I'm thinking about.
Irreversibly hard.
I don't. 4 hours and it's an ED visit, right?
It something like that, dude.
4 hours, go to the ER. So,
oh man,
Tim's just like,
might have took it too far.
Like I said, we're eighth graders. Tim's like, I don't know.
Yeah, you guys are too young to be fucking around with blue pills, man.
So then, you know, we're like halfway through the period and there's a knock at the door.
Okay.
And our science teacher, who was like fresh out of college, she's like this cute lady. She's like 23.
She's like in her 20s, yeah.
Yeah, early 20s. She's like, oh, hold on, class. And she goes over to the door. And all we see is Inn's head comes in.
Okay.
And he's just like, I'm going to be going home early.
What?
I have a medical issue.
A medical emergency?
And she's just like, is everything okay? He's like, I have to go. I'm really sorry. And she's like, that's understandable. So Tim behind me goes, "Why don't you come out from behind the door?"
No way!
And then he just nudges
me. He's not letting go.
He just fucking nudges me. He goes, "He's hard as a fucking rock." So.
Oh shit. Oh god.
So In had a raging hard on.
He doesn't even care.
He had to go home with his raging hard on. He had
did he go to the nurse, I wonder? Well,
he was,
the nurse
apparently
called his mommy?
Apparently, yes, that's what happened. And Ian was walking down the hallway with like his books over his crotch.
Right.
So no one could see his fucking wood. Oh, it was awesome.
It's amazing.
Tim suffered an in-school suspension, but it was completely worth
how,
it. On
how did this get traced back to? Well, I guess he wasn't playing it cool.
He was
sitting there
no.
yelling.
Yeah,
he's got a boner.
He's calling him out. He called him to the carpet for his boner. So
wow, man.
Yeah,
that's one of the craziest revenges of all time, especially for like being that younger.
Yeah,
man.
Like Tim knew what he's doing. He's like boner pills. Boom,
Jesus
tomorrow
Christ.
The Eagles landing.
Boner pills. And
hey, Depp, listen, it's me, your loving husband, Scott Eugene Quitt. Listen, I'm going to get off work in about 15 minutes, okay? It's been snowing all day. It's the dead of winter, all right? I'm setting the scene for the listeners, all right? Well, Brian and his little friend Jason or David or whoever the heck is over there today, because there's always somebody downstairs. I want them to get out there and chip the ice away on the driveway so I can get the wagon in the driveway, okay? I'm not getting stuck again like I did a few weeks ago during the last snowfall. Okay? He's old enough now that he can go out there, chip the ice away, shovel the snow for his old stepfather. Okay? I'm trying to get home to you, Deb. I love you dearly. I want to give you a hug and a kiss. For crying in a cup. So is Brian downstairs? Deb, where are you? Pick up the phone. Is Brian downstairs or not? Deb, I will sit outside and honk the horn until Brian and his little friends come out, okay? Another thing. I want him to get the tarp out of the shed. I want him to cover the compost heap, okay? I don't need anything in there getting disturbed. It's a delicate ecosystem. Christ on a cracker, Deb. Where are you? Are you having an affair? Pick up. Brian? Hey, Brian? Are you there? If you can hear my voice, pick up the phone. Hey, Bri? You do a favor for your old stepfather? Hey, Bri? Ah, jeez. I gotta go, okay? Listen, Dan's riding my ass. I gotta get these reports done. I gotta drive home in this terrible blizzard. Clear the driveway for me. Can we have veggie burgers with lettuce and tomato for dinner? Your loving husband, Scott.
You know, Jason, back when I was in the military, we were back in Afghanistan. We had this one towelhead man. We were trying to get some intel from him. We had to waterboard him!
Would you flick? Well, Kevin the Condor.
Yeah.
Tonight's second story is also a Wacky Wednesday tale of revenge and regret.
Really?
Indeed.
How so?
It's a theme tonight on the Winks. Apparently.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Does it?
This is the story of James Littlefingers and the Boy Scout Jamboree.
What? James Littlefingers?
What?
Hold on.
So buckle your seatbelts, because it's about to get dangerous.
Okay.
And of course, this story will take place when I was a littler guy.
A little guy?
Whatever. Yeah, kinda. I was in fifth grade.
Fifth grade's a good age.
Yeah, so how old are you then? Like 11, 10, whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna say 10 or 11, yeah.
I was in the Boy Scouts, okay?
Okay. I was a scout myself in a past life.
A lot of kids from our generation
yeah.
were. Before the whole program got corrupted, you know?
Corrupted's a way of putting it, yeah.
And before that, you know, I was a Weebla.
Oh, yes,
and
a bobcat.
Before that, I was a wolf.
Yeah.
Before that, I was a bear.
Yeah.
That's as far back as Bobcat I can remember.
Was one of them.
Was it? Yeah, Bobcat. Yeah. From the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay? And there was like four or five guys in my grade that stuck with it through me.
Okay.
Up until like, this was like our first year as Boy Scouts, was like fifth grade. And I think I was a Boy Scout until like seventh grade. I stopped, you know? Mm. But that's for another Winks. There's an interesting story about why I stopped.
I cannot wait to hear that.
That's for another Winks. This is not that story. This is the story of James Littlefinger.
Oh, look at my little finger.
I just imagine like a Dick Tracy villain, a guy with like a physical deformity.
Oh, he was a villain, all right.
Oh, what's this guy?
So, this was like the first year we went to a jamboree.
Okay.
Okay? Because it was in the area. Might have been up here somewhere. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't. Yeah, it was a jamboree. I don't fucking know.
Jamboree is like the national, like,
I don't know if it was national.
Okay.
God, it was so long, but it was like all these different troops from all around the area.
Okay.
So it was something.
Camperee?
Huge. I don't know. It was huge. It's going to be huge, right?
Huge.
All right, so we're setting up camp there, whatever. We had a solid crew at this time. We had the Seths. We had Zach. We had James. Not James Littlefinger, regular James.
Good James.
James, Doug, he was a good guy.
Doug?
Uh-huh. Mike was cool.
Okay.
But then, right, you know how, like, man, it's so long ago, I don't remember. You know how you're supposed to, like, have a leader?
Yes.
But not, like, an adult leader. Like,
yeah,
you
the
have
troop
a,
leader.
A peer
like
leader?
Patrol leader or something.
Patrol leader, is that what they're called?
I think
it's
so.
One of your peers. Like do you vote for them? I don't remember how
I think
one...
They attain it by rank, I think.
Maybe, yeah. So we had one. And his name was British Mark.
Hello.
That's right. How the fuck could they have let a limey swoop in there and take the leadership from
the
all
Boy
of us
Scouts
American
of America?
This is America.
Ugh.
I think he was an American citizen. I don't know. But he still had like a heavy accent. You know, British Mark had a raunchy sense of humor. Knew your mama jokes for days.
They do over in Britain. They're pretty gnarly over
there.
Yeah,
he could just entertain you with your mama jokes for days, you know?
Oh, your mother is so crass.
Absolutely.
She reads the drugstore paperback love novels rather than Jane Eyre.
That's right. Your mother is that dense. Whatever.
Sorry.
So then we had little James Littlefingers. I'm such a dick.
Why are you such a dick?
Why do I keep calling him that? All right, James Littlefingers. It was Mikey's cousin, okay? And I was friendly with Mike outside of the Scouts because this is the same Mike from the Hoover Road crew.
Oh, okay.
Shouts out to the Hoover Road crew!
Nice.
But his cousin didn't come around too often. But, you know, he would be there at Mike's house sometimes. And he was in the Scouts with us. And he was born with a physical deformity on his left hand. What?
Just the fact
you're gonna
that,
laugh
just
at
the fact that
deformity?
You nicknamed him after his deformity. Like that you had no fucking scruples about it.
Alright, he had a normal sized thumb. Stop it.
I didn't say anything. You're talking.
But then he only had the first knuckle on the rest of his four fingers. Like, it grew to, like, the middle knuckle.
Yeah.
And then there was nothing there except nails.
I was going to say fingernails, right?
Nails,
so
dude.
They were just stubby fingers.
Oh, God, yeah.
They were knuckleless fingers.
Yeah. They stopped here, and they had nails.
Could he grip with them?
Yeah, well, he figured it out.
Yeah.
Because we were, like, 10 by now. He's adapted by now.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, like, it wasn't like he couldn't use that hand.
Well, yes and no. I mean, he knew his limitations, I guess.
He wasn't throwing football spirals.
No, I guess not. But other than that, you know, he's fine. It's not his fault he was born that way.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
He was an all right guy, except that he was a douchebag. He was a piece of shit.
Are you
so he wasn't an all right guy.
Did you just say he deserved his deformity?
No. That's some dark shit.
Yeah, it is.
I would never. But I was kind of glad Jimmy, well, his name was Jimmy.
Okay.
His actual name was Jimmy. But for some reason, I like James Littlefingers better.
Okay.
But everybody called him Jimmy. They probably still do. And so he was in Scouts with us. I didn't like when he came around because he was a massive douchebag.
Was he older or younger?
He was like a year older than me.
Okay.
Maybe he had a chip on his shoulder because of, you know, the unspoken deformity.
Because of his chicken fingers?
Maybe. I don't know. He was just like a cocky piece of shit who treated others like fuck. Okay?
Yeah. I don't like so, it. Like Ian.
Well, no, he was no Ian, okay? Let's make that clear.
Right.
He was somewhere in between douchebag and Ian Level.
Okay.
Ian gotcha. Level's the top dude.
Gotcha.
But, so him and British Mark sort of had this power struggle within our troop because I think Jimmy was jealous that Mark was the patrol leader or whatever it
gotcha.
Is.
Gotcha.
So, like, he would always, like, disregard Mark and just, like, write him off. And, you know, Mark's just, like, trying to ignore him, but he's like, man, fucking Jimmy. And he was friends with Mike, so he knew Mike was Jimmy's cousin, so he didn't want to say too much, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I better not. I better not say much.
That Littlefinger chap is really burning my britches.
Exactly. So, now, we had... Mike's dad was one of the troop leaders.
Mm-hmm.
We had two old-timers who were, like, co-troop leaders.
Okay.
I don't really know much about them because they never spoke. These dudes were, like, late 60s, early 70s. They were probably scouts their whole lives. Yeah. Like, they were immersed in the culture. I don't know where these guys came from. They were just old-timers.
But you didn't know anything
about
them.
Who wore, like, the uniforms. Mr. Seltzer and I forget the other one's name, but Mr. Seltzer was the big one. And, he had, like, a tradition in our troop, local Ambler troop,
mm-hmm.
where, like, once you become a scout, once you graduate from, like, Weeblos to Boy Scouts, he welcomes you in, and he hand-makes you these Native American headdress, what are they, scarf slides or whatever?
Oh, the kerchief slides. Yeah.
They're, each one was handcrafted by Mr. Seltzer.
That's kind of impressive.
It was kind of, he bent them with like safety pins and like he would bend them and like put beads on there. And each one was like a Native American headdress.
Cool, actually.
And like you slide it up and you get one. That was the only thing I remember about him. Cause other than that, he didn't say much. He would just like, we would set up camp, right? When we go camping, he would always make apple cobbler, sit there and eat his cobbler. He made it on the fire. He was just like frying up the apples. Yeah, old school. And he dishes it out. Here, boys, eat up. Eat up, boys. And we eat our cobbler, and then he sits there making headdresses until he passes out promptly at 8:30 at night.
That's a guy who hates his wife.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, I don't even know if he had a wife, to be honest. Maybe she died or he was never married. He was a mysterious dude. But those neckchief things were cool. Like, I think I still have mine in a box somewhere. And, when he wasn't doing that, he's just whittling walking sticks because he's like, you guys are getting up early. You're going on a hike. Yes, Mr. Seltzer. Like, nobody questioned him because he just had this respect. It was so weird, you know? So anyway, at this jamboree, there's other troops there from all over. We ended up camping near a site from this troop from New Jersey. And we met their patrol leader.
Was he British?
No, he was a regular Jersey piece of shit. And his name was Trey.
What kind of fucking name is that?
Who the fuck is named Trey, dude?
Why do you name your kid after a lunch utensil?
Yeah, that's stupid. I don't know if I ever met another Trey since then or before then. Like, that's a stupid name, dude.
Trey.
And he was a douche, as his name implies. He wasn't Jimmy level, but he was a douche, okay?
Yeah.
So, like, we're walking through the woods the one time, and, like, they're, like, the next site over. So they come over, like, where are you guys from? Like, Ambler! Ambler, bitch! Come at me! And he's like, we're from whatever town in Jersey. Like, oh, that's cool. And, so they wanted to know what we were doing later that night. Because apparently each troop has to come up with like a fucking skit or some stupid shit like
that
to put
so
it on
much.
Around the giant bonfire, you know? So anyway, Trey starts making fun of Mark's accent as we're talking to him, you know? And he's just like mocking him and stuff, and we're like, you're an asshole, dude. And one of the Seths who was like 6'2 when we were 10 years old.
Wow.
He just comes barreling over the top. We're like, nah, Big Seth, we got this. We don't want to get kicked out for fighting, you know? Oh. And he's like, this guy can't make fun of my patrol leader. You'll call your country a cunt, you'll call my fraternity a frat.
Fuck yes.
And, so we're like, no. And we're like, get out of here, Trey. Just leave us alone. Take your guys with you. Because he had his boys behind. Like,
of course he did.
You told him, Trey.
It's like the kid.
He's a British kid. He's different than us.
Tea and crumpets.
Bro. Yeah, yeah. So, like, we leave and stuff. And Mark's like, no sweat off my back. I'm going to get him back tonight. And you lot are gonna help me.
What do you got in mind, Mark? So, you know, we wait until everybody goes to sleep and all this shit. It's like 11 o'clock at night. I hear a thing on the side of my tent. Hey, it's time. Like, what, Mark? He's like, shh, come on. So we come out. We got like little tiny flashlights and stuff, you know. And we walk over like down in between the two camps, like slightly off the trail.
Yeah.
And Mark had gathered a bucket of mud. Like just sloppy, sloshy mud that he just like slopped into a bucket, you know, from like some puddle on the side of the pen. And he's like, come on. I'm like, oh man, what are we doing? He's like, you know what we're doing. So like, we go over there. He just starts chucking the mud on the tents. Like, we don't know where he is. So he's just, every tent gets just, it's just pitting the tents and sloshing down. It's probably going through the screens, I think, is what he's hoping, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. We go back. They didn't wake up somehow. We just go back, and he's like, got him, good. Got him!
Got him!
Got him! So, like, we go back to sleep, you know, wake up in the morning, come out. Fucking Mike's dad, the main troop leader, is standing there, and he's like, come on, line up. I'm like, uh-oh, right? We look across the way, and, like, Trey's standing there, like, shaking his head. Like, yeah, got you! So he's like, you know, I know you guys did this last night. I don't know how you snuck out without us hearing. I guess we're all heavy sleepers or something, but he's like, we're not going to have any more of this rivalry crap, okay? It ends here. And so, like, Trey's just, like, yelling across. He's like, yeah, go back to Ambler! We're like, oh, man, I fucking hate this guy, you know? It's like, we got punished and shit. They made us do this hike. Oh, it was like the army, man.
Yeah.
Because Mike's dad took no nonsense at all. So a couple hours go by. They punished us by making us walk through a creek. And we had heavy backpacks.
Okay.
That they just filled with nonsense just to like fuck
rocks.
With it. Well, not rocks, but like lots of clothes folded up. And like you weren't supposed to get the backpack wet, so you had to hold it over your head because we were walking
Holy
through like
shit, dude.
The water was up to like our nipples.
We never had anything like
well, no,
that.
This was excessive. This was probably not allowed by the BSA.
Yeah.
But like this guy didn't give a fuck, you know. he would do shit like this to us all the time.
That's harsh.
But like I said in the beginning, that's for another Winx. That all ties in to why I quit the Scouts. All
right.
But it's a spectacular story. So it's for another Winx. So anyway, we did this like mile hike where he just punished us, you know? So we're like back at the camp and we're sitting there, got downtime.
Mm-hmm.
So like Trey starts throwing rocks over at us, you know? Just like little rocks. Ha ha ha, fuck you guys. You know?
I hate this.
We're like,
guy.
Yo, fucking Trey, man. And so James Littlefingers, he's like, I got this. I'm like, what? And he just walks over, right? And he like meets him at his camp and he's like, listen, enough nonsense. Okay.
Hey, enough nonsense.
Oh my God.
He says something like that. He's like, you know, this is supposed to be fun, all right? We're just here as Boy Scouts. We're all in the same troop. We're on the same agency or whatever the fuck it is.
You're all together.
Yeah, we're all together.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's just shake hands.
Unity!
Yeah. Let's just shake hands, put it all behind us. And he extends his little hand. That was his fatal flaw.
Oh, no.
Because you know Trey latched onto that immediately.
Yep.
Hey, what the fuck is that? Oh. Hey, everybody, look. Oh, hey, no. Jersey crew.
No.
This guy's got little hands.
Oh, no.
That was it. What?
Dude, they went there.
They went there. These guys don't give a fuck. Jersey Scouts, man.
Jersey scum.
So,
no offense, Billish.
That was it, man. No more unity because Jimmy just jumped on Trey, right? It's on now.
Oh, no.
They're rolling through the mud now. They're fighting. They're like over on our camp now. Like they're just chasing each other. Like it's a fucking scene.
Was it Jimmy's fighting hand?
I don't know, dude. He was just walloping him, dude.
Oh,
like Jimmy
really?
Was winning. It was awesome. Like he's on top of him, and he's just boom, boom, boom. The adults
how
come
long
running
he was
over
waiting to get that rage out,
right? So like the adults are coming over. They can't get in there to like separate him. They're trying, and we're just like, fuck him up, Jimmy. Yeah, fuck it. Like
it's
we knew there was already going to be consequences for all of us, even though it was Jimmy's actions. We get punished together. We stand together. BSA.
So, like, we're just, we might as well just cheer it on at this point. This kid obviously had it coming. He fucked with British Mark.
Yep.
He fucked with our little fingers. We can make fun of him. You can't, okay?
Man.
So, like, they're rolling around, right? And they start getting near the fire. And we're like, oh, shit, they're going to go in the fire, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he almost hits his head off the rock of the fire pit, you know? Yep. Trey does, because mm-hmm. Jimmy's just, like, pushing him down now, you know? So, like, Mike's dad finally separates him, pulls him apart. The entire time, Mr. Seltzer's sitting there whittling a stick.
Didn't even move.
Didn't miss a beat. And he just goes, let him go. Let him fight it out.
Let him.
That's what boys do. Let him go. And he's just whittling.
Fucking love it.
And, I mean, that was it. Like, I think we all got punished and we weren't allowed to participate in, you know, some of the events or whatever. We didn't have to go home, but, you know.
Can't stay here.
It was worth it, man. It was fucking worth it.
No, that's awesome that Littlefingers got into it like that. Yeah. It's just like, fuck you. Like, yeah.
It was a cast of characters in my scouts,
man.
I
hope Trey ended up being a homeless
person. Oh, this guy was such a douche, man.
Sounds like a terrible human being.
Yep. But Mr. Seltzer had the right attitude. Let him go. And, hey, here's an Indian headdress for you.
Oh, oh, you see, as a specter, you don't have to worry about your cell phone ringing. Nobody's calling old Bob. My days of nerve-wracking anxiety are behind me. I do miss my body, though. I do miss my body. I do miss not wearing gloves. I should have worn the gloves, you say. I'd still be alive. People don't like old Bob. But I've been staring at Steve and my daughter, Beth. They don't miss old Bob. Old Bob. But I went to Andy's Pizza. I floated through the booths as people enjoyed their meals, you'll see. Everybody flocks to Andy's. It's the hottest pizza joint in town. Everybody likes an Andy's. Tray of Andy's. Some say Andy's Pizza will be haunted forever by Robert. Girlfriend, that is. I watched the cooks making the pizza. I whispered in his ear, you're not meeting the cheese to sauce ratio the right way. Oh, Bob knows how to make a pizza. You don't. I think one of them heard me. It caught me on an EVP. That's all the good I can do as a ghost. The lesson is, think twice. Bob! Gaffer!
Flick!
Well, Kev.
Yeah?
You know what every good child exclaims when they come downstairs on Christmas morn and see their presents?
By golly, Santa was here!
Yep, and as they open them, they say, Mom, Dad, I guess every good winks must come to an end, huh?
They would be right.
And they would be right. And that sucks. But no winks would be complete without. Last story, talking about, last story.
Where's the wacky wuzzy? Durhey.
So, all right. I'll tell last story. You got a last story? You can tell last story.
No, I'll tell
it is
you.
A wacky Wednesday.
Yeah, this is yours.
I'll tell a last story.
Let's do this.
This is one I've been sitting on for a long time.
How long?
Almost since the beginning of the Winx.
Really?
Since I started writing ideas for Winx down on my notes app.
Is this a story that...
Which is it's probably honestly since last fall. And I keep pushing it back. I'm not going to tell it.
Is this a story that in the, you know, 7-8 years of our friendship that I'm aware of, that I know of?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No, there's only a couple guys who know what happened those fateful days in November.
November.
November of 96, that is.
Wow, you got it. Wow, okay.
I'll never forget it, dude. It was a terroristic couple of weeks. It was about an 8-week ordeal.
Okay, and wait, an eight weeks?
Mm-hmm. If not more. It was at least 2 months, dude. 2 months of torture.
Okay.
So it's time to finally tell the story, because why? What? No better time than a Wacky Wednesday. Okay?
Okay.
This is the story of Don't Go in the Forest.
Don't go in the forest.
Don't go in the forest. You won't like what's in there.
Okay.
It all started in a beautiful end of September, beginning of October. Fall-like day. Glorious.
Down in Ambler.
Down in Ambler. Okay. The beginning of my sixth grade school year. First year in middle school.
All right.
Tons of opportunity ahead of me.
A whole life
ahead. A whole
ahead
new
of you.
Beginning, if you will. Yeah. I'm not in elementary school anymore. Now, little backstory here. My middle school was like a couple blocks from my house. For some goddamn reason, the buses didn't pick us up. All the kids who lived in that vicinity, because you could walk. So, like, they weren't going to pay for buses to ship us up. So, like, there's a lot of kids who were walkers to school.
We had those. Yeah.
And you all know each other because you're all stuck walking all the time. However, I didn't really mind walking. It was kind of cool, you know, and it didn't take that long. And, you know, you meet up with your friends. One of the kids I walked with was Burn from time to time. Winks Nose Burn. Winks Nose Burn, chop! Hey, Herbert! With his hand and shit. I didn't care. I loved it. It was beautiful.
Like back-to-back weeks, we have Jimmy Littlefingers and Burn's fucked up hand. That's amazing.
We're fucked up, Ken. That's why this show exists.
Oh, man.
So, I also had George and his brother Joey.
Okay.
Both adopted. Beautiful kids. Loved them. Brothers to me.
Okay. They were adopted by another family.
Yeah, not my family.
Just clarifying.
But, yeah, they were awesome kids. So, like, okay. I would walk with them, a couple other guys, you know. It would change from day to day, but you had your regular walkers, you know.
Okay.
And those guys were some of them. One day, now, because we all lived in the same vicinity, we all took the same shortcut, okay? We would go down behind the soccer field of the middle school, onto a little path that went into the woods. And then these paths would go all the way down into the woods. You had to cross a dam, which you just walk on top of the wall, you know?
Naturally.
Get to the other side, come out on the sidewalk. You just cut out like two blocks right there, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of kids took this shortcut.
Shortcut through the forest.
It was our forest until it wasn't.
Whose forest was it?
The Lucases.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. One day. We were walking, me, George, Joey, and I cannot remember the other kid for the life of me, but it was a kid that I didn't really know, Andy Hill. He was an asshole, okay? My brother was friends with his brother, Jordan Hill.
Okay.
I didn't know Andy very well, but George knew Andy. So he's like, this is the first time he ever walked with us. Like, I'd seen him around. He was like 2 years older than us. He was like in eighth grade, and he's just like talking to George, and we're walking home. All of a sudden, behind us comes the Lucases, Kevin and Otis.
Otis?
Yeah, they were cousins.
Spunkmeyer fame.
Otis Lucas, man. They were cousins, okay?
Okay.
So they're just walking behind us. Not uncommon. Everybody walks through the woods.
Yeah,
you know?
Everybody wants to get home.
But, like, they're giving us a weird look, you know? Specifically Andy, okay? So I'm like, what's this? So they start walking next to us, you know? And they're just targeting Andy, and they're like, you got things to say now? You got things to say now? And Andy's just looking down and not saying anything. And I'm looking at George, and George is looking at me. I'm like, what's going on here? So, like, we just keep walking, you know? And he's like, come on, look at me, look at me. This is what one of them saying.
How old were the Lucases?
Well, one of them was in our grade.
Okay.
The other one was in Andy's grade, eighth grade.
Okay.
And they were cousins.
Okay. And just want to make sure I got it all.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's all a lot going on, man.
All right.
So then out of nowhere, Otis just cold clocks Andy.
Just punches him.
Like a hard fucking punch, you know?
Wow.
And, like, we don't know what the issue is. We don't know what's going on, you know? And Andy just takes the punch and keeps walking. He just keeps walking.
Wow, he won't even
and
look
then,
at him.
All of a sudden, starts sprinting, right? So, like, we don't know what to do. So we start running, too, just because Andy's
run
running.
Run away!
So we're all just running. More Lucases come out of the woods, right?
More of them?
More of them. Because the Lucases were a huge family, dude. There was brothers, sisters, cousins. Some of them even had kids. Their kids were coming. No, that wasn't true. But, like, every grade had a Lucas. Like, there was just so many.
They were like the O'Doyles.
So, yeah, they were. They were.
Good Lord.
So, like, somehow, like, they pre-planned this attack, clearly. And they were targeting Andy. Mm-hmm. But, like, now we're getting, like, chased down by default because we're with Andy. Like, I don't even know this fucking kid. Like, what did he do, you know? So now we're just running through the woods. We're, like, trying to split up, you know? But there's a Lucas for you. Wherever you go, there's a Lucas coming after you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I'm hopping. I go over the dam, you know? And I'm just running at this point. And I see someone's backyard. Because now I'm, like, off path now, you know? But I see, like, a clearing. It's someone's backyard. I've reached a neighborhood. You know, if I could just get to this neighborhood, maybe I can lose them or something, you know?
Yeah, they'll give up. They'll, like, be in a public place. Yeah.
As I step out onto the yard, I feel my legs go out from under me. A Lucas tripped me. They caught up with me. They tripped me. I fall on my face. Okay? Otis and Kevin pick me up by the backpack, and they just take turns hitting me. They're
why?
Just beating me up. I don't know why. Okay? I don't, know why. No. And, like, Kevin hits me, then Otis hits me. Kevin hits me, then Otis hits me. And I'm trying to, like, get my hands up, but it's happening so quick, you know? And, like, I just can't block these punches. So, like, they do it, like, 3 or 4 times, and they're just like, ha, 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 ha. And, like, George is there, because I caught up with him, and he's like, no, Jason, no. And, like, a Lucas is holding George back, and he's like, don't step forward. You'll be next.
How many are there?
There's at least, like, 8 Lucases.
Oh, my God.
And there's, like, 5 of us, you know? And, like, Andy's gone. I don't even know where Andy is. They might have murdered him. He was the prime suspect, you know?
Almighty.
So then they just leave me there, crumpled up. And I'm like, and they just disappear back into the woods. Skittle, skittle, skittle. Fucking Lucas, I'm fucking Joe.
What the fuck?
So, like, George and Joey get me on my feet, you know? And they're like, man, you all right? You all right? I'm like, ah, oh, why?
Why, dude? No, why?
Like, I don't know, man. Like, Andy must be, like, pissing him off. I don't know what the fuck happened, dude. I'm like, you don't know what that was about? And he's like, no. He's like, they got Joey, too. They hit Joey. They left him there. I picked Joey up. I tried to come for you, and you saw they were holding me back. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I'm like, where's Andy? He's like, I don't know. Fuck him. Let's just get home. Let's just get home. So, like, we walk back home, you know? Like, my face is sore. Like, there's no bruising or swelling, thankfully. They weren't hitting me that hard. But still, I'm pissed. I'm fucking pissed. I got beat up, you know?
Yeah.
What the fuck? So, like, you know, I'm just sitting at home that night. I'm like, man, what the fuck happened? It's like I go to school the next day. Kevin Lucas, he's in my class, right? And he's just like looking at me all day. And I'm like, fucking Lucases, man. Fucking Lucases. So then, like, I don't know what we're doing. We have to go to the floor and sit down because we're watching a fucking movie. Our teacher had a lazy day or some shit, you know? So we're all sitting on the floor Indian style. And this one girl who was like my girlfriend a few weeks before this, okay, we broke up, right? Now she's with Kevin Lucas. Unreal. It wasn't a real relationship, you know? It was like
it's the sixth grade thing. Yeah.
But the fact that she's, like, with Kevin Lucas now is just rubbing salt in my already wooded wounds, okay? So, like, she's sitting there next to Kevin, and she's like, Jason, Kevin wanted me to tell you he's sorry about the other day. I'm like, well, he's right there. I'm like, what happened, Kevin? Like, why can't he speak for himself, you know? And he's like, yo, I'm sorry, man. We thought you were somebody else. You know, we thought it was a case of mistaken identity.
What?
I'm like, what? And he's like, oh, wrong place, wrong time, man. We were looking for Andy, and we thought you guys were, like, friends with Andy, but we realized afterwards you weren't. I'm sorry. Like, fine, whatever, man. So that day or the next day, we're walking home. We're like, let's take the woods, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we go through the woods. We're walking through. Here comes Lucas's, right? These are our woods. This is Penn Len's woods now. Penn Len crew? Penn Len was the next town over. It was a neighborhood in Ambler.
Jeez.
Okay? It was like a neighborhood where they all lived on the same block there, you know? And they're like, Penn Len crew? P-Town?
Pete.
I'm like, yo, we just want to walk through the woods, man. Like, you said it was a case of mistaken identity, Kevin. And he's like, gotta do what you gotta do. We took these woods. They're ours now.
Like, what?
These are everybody's woods, you know? And they're like, you just got to go around today. You got to go around today, okay? Just go around. It's like, fuck, all right. It's like, we go around the long way, and we're just, like, so pissed. We're like, yo, what? We can't let them do this, man. Like, what the fuck is going on here? What did Andy even do? Like, we never even saw Andy again, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, he was such a stranger to us that it was just that one time and he ruined our lives, you know? I don't know what became of him. I still don't know if he's alive. Maybe he never made it out.
Okay.
So, like, P-Town owns these woods now. What the fuck, you know? So, like, we're talking and we're like, we're going to walk through the woods tomorrow. I don't give a shit.
P-town.
We're ready for them. We'll fight back. They want to just punch us.
You're
for
ready to rumble, West Side Story.
They want to just punch us for no reason. Like, what the fuck, you know? So the next day, walking through the woods. We get into the woods. Everything's fine, you know? Mm-hmm. Every rustle, though, we're on edge. You know, it's like a squirrel. We're like, ah, Lucas's! And then, like, we get to, like, where the dam is. The dam's, like, the halfway point. You cross the dam, you hop down, you finish the trail, you're out. Okay? So we're about to go on the dam, and over by, like, one of the bigger trees. All right. Winx is going to think I'm making this up, man, but I'm not. If I had a camera phone at the time, I would have took a picture of it for posterity.
All right.
Over by one of the bigger trees, there's a fucking lean-to constructed on the side of the tree. Okay?
Yeah.
Out of the lean-to comes three Lucases.
They have a fort.
It was a professionally made lean-to with like sticks tied together.
Really? They're like fucking frontiers.
Why aren't these Lucases in school? They're just out in the woods building forts all day, waiting for us.
Why? They're like pioneers.
So that they come out to like, yeah, we got shelters now. This is our woods. We told you P-Town claim these parts. And we're like, what the fuck is happening? Like, this is insane. This is insane. And they come out and they're like, keep moving. Get out. Don't come back. These are our woods. We told you.
They homesteaded the woods.
Like, are they living here or what? Like, are they not going back to Penn Lynn? What the fuck is going on, man? So we're like, all right, whatever. So we just like walk out. They let us go. They don't fuck with us. But I'm like, yo, I wonder how many shelters the Lucases have. They're a big family. You think there's other parts where they got shelters? And George is like, probably. They're taking this thing way too far. And now it's like, like I said, it's been 4 weeks of like this off and off, on and off like thing with the Lucases. And they say it's a case of mistaken identity. But now they're just purposely taunting us, you know? Because we're the walking crew. Like, they know the other walkers.
They know you're coming.
Right. It's like, motherfucker. All right, well, so, you know, a couple more days go by. We're like, yo, should we try the woods again? And he's like, I don't know, man. Let's try it. So, like, the three of us go in. We're walking through. We get to the dam area. There's the fucking lean-to, okay? We got, like, rocks in our hands just in case, you know? We're just looking at the lean-to. There's no movement. And I'm not going to dare, like, go over there and look under and see if anybody's in there. Yeah. Just hop on the dam, and I'm running through. Get out on the other side. On the sidewalk. We made it. We're fine. No Lucases. We get a little bit up the block. We hear from in the woods echoing, it's P-Town, bitches! It's P-Town! Don't forget the Lucases let you pass today!
Little
but now we owe them. Now we owe them because they let us pass.
God.
So we just avoid the woods. Right? It's not even worth it, man. It's just a game now.
Yep.
And it's not a game that's funny to us. It's only funny to them. So I don't want to play anymore. So we don't take the woods, you know? Winter comes. It's a harsh winter. You don't want to be in the winter, in the woods during the winter anyway, mm-hmm. Okay? We're still walking. Spring breaks, okay? Go back through the woods. Everything's fine. Bygones. Everything's cool. All right? And that was the end of it.
They moved on.
They had their fun.
They were like a nomadic tribe.
They had
that
their
moved
fun.
On to the next, like, once it got winter, they moved
on.
Oh,
my God. It was absurd, dude. But not as absurd as the dark epilogue. You see, that was the year 1996. Flash forward to the year 2002.
Oh?
Uh-huh. I was in college, dude. I was living with Del Vizio during the year and coming home for breaks. That's winter right. Break, summer break. Long forgotten about that period of my life.
You hadn't thought about that forest.
Nope. So I was dating a girl at the time at Keystone. And she came home with me for one of the breaks for a few days. And I was kind of showing her around Ambler, you know, and I'm like, you want to go on a hike or something? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, there's this little patch of woods. Like, it's nothing crazy, but we don't have to drive too far. And, you know, it's kind of chill to walk through. Mm-hmm. So like, we park at the entrance because these woods were open to the public. Yes. Anybody could walk through the paths, you know? Mm-hmm. So we're walking in. I'm like, yeah, I used to take this way when I was in school. I used to cut through here all the time. And she's like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah. We get to the dam. Shit you not. The remnants of that lean-to were still tied to that tree. What? Lucas AIDS. And I told her the story. And she's like, that place right there? I'm like, yeah, be careful. There might be Lucas's in there.
This is P-Town.
But it was like disheveled. It had seen some hard times. But like the main structure was there. I couldn't believe it. It was like how many years later? Like 6 years later, dude.
Yeah.
But it brought it all back on that cold fall day. This is P-Town, bitches. And well, Kev, that's my story that I sat on for a while. I've been meaning to tell it for a while.
Wild stuff.
But, yeah, it was a tumultuous time. But I guess we'll wrap up this week's Wacky Wednesday Winks, you know? We'll try to do a Friday show, but if we don't, at least we got, you know, our Wacky Wednesday.
Absolutely.
But before we close out any winks, we have to do this week's Snapchat Challenge! And winks! I want that structure. You know what I want. I mean, you guys probably saw it coming. I want that fucking structure. Yes. If you're in the Ambler area, get me Kwit tending to his compost heap. Or garden. Or fixing his car. Get me him.
Like he's Mr. McGregor in his yeah. garden.
If you get in those woods, it's the woods that are right on the corner of Houston Avenue and... I don't remember the other crossroad, but you'll know the woods. It's on Houston Avenue, right by the middle school. You know what I'm talking about. Behind the soccer field, by that giant white dam. Get me that lean-to, please. You know, Kev, I went to Ambler this weekend.
I heard a thing about that, a thing or two.
I was in Ambler for the day on Saturday, and I drove down Hoover Road, and I looked for Kwit to answer my own challenge.
He's elusive.
And there was nothing there. I couldn't even see remnants of him. He might not even live there anymore.
He might live in Florida.
Yeah, who knows? I tried to see if the compost heap was out back and came up empty, so I don't know. But
we're looking for you, Scott.
Yeah. So anyway, you know what else I want?
No.
A couple of blue pills sticking out of a ball of peanut butter. Where do you find that in life? Where do you find that in life?
Yeah.
But if you see it, I mean...
Get us some boner pills and a dessert.
Think of your old friends. Think of your old friends, Herman the Gondor. Yeah. Take a picture of them, please.
Boner pills and a dessert. Let's do this.
Please. Also, if you're out and about and you see somebody suffering an emergency stiffy, do too. Viagra or some other medically induced boner.
Oh, man.
Get me that medically induced boner. Medically induced boner.
Oh, fuck.
Get it to me. Send it to me on the winks. Might as well. You're already sending me red pubes in the ball sack of an English gentleman.
Asian ladies pissing. What's
so
wrong with you?
Send
people?
Me an emergency boner. Why not? Can't get any worse, right?
And twins.
Yeah.
Send us hand deformities.
And if you see James Littlefingers in your life.
It's like a Native American. Like a guy who owns a casino.
I gave him that name because Seltzer made those things for us. So it was following the whole Native American thing. I'm clever.
I like.
Whatever. If you see Trey from New Jersey, anybody named Trey from New Jersey,
there's
a good shot that it's that fucking asshole. Because like I said, how many people are named Trey?
Lame.
So he's a piece of shit. I do remember he had a giant nose. So if you see that, fucking knock him out like a Lucas would to me, okay? Knock him out. Fuck him. I don't give a shit.
Nice.
God damn it. All the other challenges, of course, remain open.
In perpetuity.
Really want that Asian lady pissing.
Streaks and yakes.
Really want a wild emu. North American emu. But yeah, streaks and yakes. What have you, you know. Send it to Winks Nose Baby on the Snapped Chat, as the children refer to it as. Whatever. That's this week's
Snapchat challenge, you'll see. Fucking A, man. So, you know, it's the fact that I can't let go of the Lucases owning P-Town and the P-Town Woods so many years later. And the fact that I call a peer James Littlefingers. That I wake up in the morning sometimes and don't recognize the reflection looking back at me because it's so devious. And I say, oh my, what? Look at what you've become. What are you doing with your life? You'll be out of danger. A fucking tiddlywinks with strangers.
You're quite a